Well, I apologize to those that only want to hear about heat pulse probes. This was not about that. However, Joshua's new design is going to be very useful for our film studies, probably. So I was very happy to hear about it. I'd like to start with a punchline. So just first of all, an overview. Our group has been working for quite a few years now on salinity and salt precipitation. And of course, to understand that, we need to understand the evaporation process and the evaporation mechanisms. And in those studies, we've come across some peculiar behavior, one of which I'd like to share with you today. Basically, it deals with textural contrast and the impact that those textural contrasts have on evaporation, the driving focus for this short study is that we ran some laboratory experiments using sands, coarse sands, fine sands, and we found that whenever we combined the textures into a bitexture, we ended up with a much higher evaporation rate than either homogeneous media could support. So this is a graph of, I just lost my pointer. There we go. All right. So this is a graph of cumulative evaporation over time. The coarse texture is in red, the fine texture is in blue, and the combined texture is in black. You can see it's a lot more cumulative evaporation. A little more closer look at it. This was our experiment, a number of soil columns. This is the way we put the texture contrast together side by side. So they're in hydraulic connectivity. Saturated the sample, allowed it to evaporate. A clue to what may be happening, what may be enhancing the evaporation, is shown in the evaporation rate graph. So this is evaporation rate as a function of time. The homogeneous columns exhibit the red line for the coarse and the blue line for the fine. And you can see that one of the things that's happening in the combined texture is that, first of all, the first stage is multi-stepped. There's an immediate decrease as soon as the coarse would be expected to go into second stage, and then a long continuous first stage for the remainder of the column, much longer than the homogeneous, and it is this extension of the first stage that adds to this excessive cumulative evaporation. The explanation, the model of how long, the prediction of how long this first stage would last was derived using Lehman's concepts. And the idea is that once the system starts to evaporate, eventually you reach a soil water tension that exceeds the air entry value of the coarse material. The evaporation front now recedes into the coarse material. As soon as it does, it's more energetically favorable for the water to move in through the fine and out into the evaporation front of the fine. So effectively, the coarse becomes this very convenient water reservoir for the fine. So now the fine has a lot more water to evaporate. And the entire system crashes into the second stage of evaporation when this the separation between the surface and the evaporation front of the coarse material exceeds a certain value, and that value isn't related just to the air entry pressure of the coarse media, but actually it's the sum of the capillary fringe of both media, and so it's a much deeper evaporation front. So I thought this is a very curious phenomena, and before sending a student into the lab, this was done with sands, so before sending into a student into the lab and telling them, do 144 columns looking at all different soil textures and see if this is a real phenomenon in soil, I decided to do an exploratory study using hydras. So I generated a column 100 centimeters deep, 10 centimeters wide, with bitextures, and it's very easy in hydras to look at all of the possible soil textural combinations. And what I wanted to answer were really two questions. One of them is the fact that you have a textural contrast sufficient criteria for this kind of evaporation synergy? And second, if it isn't, what is the criteria? And do all the textural contrasts, synergize? And the answer is no. Some of them do, some of them don't. And the next set of slides shows just simply a soil moisture profile from two of the simulations. The one on the left is a sample of something that did not synergize. The one on the right are bitextures that did synergize. The columns that straddle it are the equivalent homogeneous columns. The one in the middle is the bitexture. And I'm just showing it for about 10 days just to give you a sense for the profile. You see when it doesn't synergize, there is some difference in the amount that each texture evaporates compared to their homogeneous equivalent, but not that different, whereas in the synergistic case, the coarse media really dries significantly compared to its homogeneous counterpart. So what is going on? The bottom triangle shows all the possible soil textures that we tested, coarse to fine from top to bottom, coarse to fine from left to right. And so you see it tends to be more or less the coarser medias that do synergize. These graphs are characteristic sample graphs, non-synergy on top, synergy on the bottom. And you can see one of the key characteristics of media that synergizes, the first step of the first stage, so the first stage of evaporation becomes multi-stepped, and the first step always occurs earlier than either of the homogeneous media would have crashed in the second stage. And, of course, it's always greater cumulative evaporation. For the non-synergistic case, the first stage of evaporation ends at a time which is intermediate to the other two, and the cumulative loss is intermediate to both of them. If we look at the soil moisture near the top nodes, I'm going to focus. So the top three graphs are for synergy. The bottom three graphs are non-synergy. And I'm going to focus on this graph first. This is the percent of moisture lost by each texture during the evaporation process in the bitexture column. And you can see that the coarse material starts right away transferring water to the fine material. Doesn't wait until it enters second stage. It transfers water immediately. It's losing 90% or contributing 90% of the evaporative loss, whereas the fine texture material is contributing only 10% of the evaporative loss right away. Eventually, it settles in after transition to second stage by both media. This is transition by the coarse. This is transition by the fine. It eventually settles into a 30%-70% ratio. So you're losing 70% of the, the coarse is providing 70% of the total evaporative loss. Interestingly, in the non-synergistic case, you have somewhat of a similar net loss. The ratio is not as high, but still the coarse material is providing about 60-65% of the total loss. But you don't have this excessive evaporation loss from the system. This graph is a ratio of comparing how the media in the heterogeneous construct and the homogeneous construct compare. So it's the ratio of the two, and you can see that the silt, which is the fine media in this case, stays much wetter early on through the first stage of evaporation, and the coarse is much drier. Once the coarse enters second stage, it's just simply not evaporating that much. Even in the non-synergistic case, again, the fine media stays much, much wetter compared to its homogeneous counterpart. So one of the things I was hoping to tease out using the hydrous model is, you know, what is the mechanistic behavior and what is really the critical parameter that decides whether something's going to synergize or not? And if you think about these two textures, how is water being transferred from one texture to the next? It's being transferred because of pressure differences. And so the pressure profile of the two media is pretty similar throughout the entire process. What this graph shows, this is a water content matrix potential. This is essentially your drying curves. So you have matrix potential on the Y, water content on the left, synergy on the top, non-synergy on the right. First, I want to apologize. I think I got dyslexic, and the blues are now the coarse, and the reds are the fine, right? And so what each of these colored symbols represents is the condition of that node every half a day. as the system evaporates. So we start with a saturated system, and every half day we progress that way. The coarse media progresses this way, the fine media progresses that way. The dark symbols are the homogeneous counterpart. And what you see when the coarse media is ready to enter the second stage, the fine media is at this location. All the water from the coarse media has suppressed the evaporation of the fine media. So in the synergistic case, the key is that when the coarse media enters the second stage, at this matrix potential, the fine media at that matrix potential is still very wet and has a high hydraulic diffusivity value. Whereas in the non-synergistic case, even though there's still water transfer, when the coarse media reaches its matrix potential to enter into the second stage, the fine media is already pretty close to that. And you can see the separation of these symbols. Once the coarse media stops providing a lot of water to the fine media, you see an immediate jump in the loss of water of the fine media, and the fine media immediately enters second stage. So in the non-synergistic cases, the two textures enter second stage within a day of each other, whereas in the synergistic cases, you had quite a few days that the fine media was still allowed to evaporate at this really high rate. So, in summary, what have we learned from this simple study? First of all, synergy is not the norm. We don't have to worry about a lot of the potential problems that would cause. However, the textural contrast resulted in a very efficient transfer of moisture from coarse to fine in both cases. The coarse contributing anywhere from 60% to 90% of the evaporative loss at any time. And this is through the early stages. We're talking here first stage, beginning of second stage. We haven't studied the effect of the third stage yet. The criteria for synergy is related to the moisture content value of the fine material at the air entry pressure of the coarse material, and the value of the diffusivity of the fine material at that pressure content. Okay, most of the reason why we only have synergy for the coarser media is because the finer media, even though at those lower matrix potentials they still have a lot of moisture, their hydraulic diffusivity is quite low. And it was lower than the evaporation rate that I imposed on the system for the simulation. So the question is, in the non-synergistic cases, could we use this knowledge to understand some of the ecosystem functions, such as the tiger bush establishment and sustenance, where we may have, you know, hydraulic, this preference for water to move towards the finer material. In these types of ecosystems, the soil underneath the vegetative area is a finer texture that's fairly well established for a lot of reasons, including dust entrapment and things like that. But also, could we use this understanding for water harvesting and in dryland agriculture? That's what I wanted to share today before Bob Horton asks the question. Yes, I do think that diurnal variability, this is an isothermal study, this initial study, I think diurnal variability and heat processes in soil during evaporation are going to have a huge impact on this mechanism. I think that they may actually enlarge the number of textures that participate in synergy. It's going to favor finer textures. And I'll take any questions that you have.
Time for a quick question. Yes.
As the temperature or the evaporation rate changes through that diurnal process, then you go in and out of, or the synergy criteria is going to change as well. Is that kind of interesting?
I think what's going to happen is, you know, as at nighttime, you're not going to have as much evaporation. And so there's more of the opportunity for capillarity to refill those films to the surface. So for those finer media, it's going to increase the hydraulic diffusivity. So you may have a surge of synergy early in the morning during evaporation. So I do think that that including the diurnal effect is important.
One more. Mm-hmm.
Really interesting stuff. I'm wondering if you do you think you would see synergy more or less if you made the system horizontal and evaporation from water?
The minute that you have a horizontal system, you don't have gravity, and so I really don't know the answer to that question, because the minute that you remove gravity, you're going to have a different redistribution of moisture during the drying process. So it's something we're looking at, because one of our studies is related to this process in fractures and the lateral movement of this moisture in the fractures, which is critical for the salt precipitation question. Yeah. So maybe next year I'll have the answer to that.
Great. Thanks, Maria.